Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, what you been up to, Malcolm, since last time we seen you, bro?
Man, I don't do a lot.
You're a liar.
I hang out at the house.
You don't, you're a liar. Video games. I've tried to hang out with you for a couple times, and every time I tried to hang out, you were out of town.
I keep my phone on sensitive mode.
That's not a thing.
That's not.
That's just you holding it. I'm in sensitive mode.
Look at it. What's up, everybody? I'm Tahir Moore.
I am Akeem.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
Hey,
we got some very special guests on the show today. No strangers to the pod, no strangers to you guys as well. We have the incomparable, very talented weightlifting Miss Roxy Hayes.
Do
you weightlift?
A little bit,
She's strong as hell. Yeah. She is strong as hell.
And we also got this nigga Malcolm.
Hey.
I aid with you.
All the equipment gonna burst in the electrical fires.
Amazing host, actor, comedian, slam poet. Host a lot of panels at cons, ladies and gentlemen. Malcolm Barrett is back in the house.
I feel like you give me a horrible intro every time, but I know it comes from love.
That was
what
not
are
bad.
You talking about? That was good.
It was all right.
I didn't stumble over any words or anything.
It was good.
Very proud.
Yeah. But boy, fuck you.
I was just watching that cartoon. That was hilarious. Oh, when he drew him making fun of you because you were jewelry.
You called it a cartoon. Nice.
Yeah. Well, no, somebody drew it.
That's Jarrell.
Jarrell.
Animations.
Yeah, which is a cartoon.
I like how you said it, like you were watching a cartoon show. Cause that's how
it was a show to me.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's how it should be.
Bite-sized.
That's how people should
content.
Say it. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Great.
Good. How are you?
I don't like your energy. I feel like it was fake.
Good to have you back.
Like this is just gonna be a pick on to hear episode.
No, never.
Nah. I know what's going on. Never. Goddamn it. I know what's going on. What's up, Roxy? How you feeling?
Great.
I feel like everyone's lying.
I'm excited.
2025 has been a year where nobody's doing
this
great.
We're just putting
2025 has just been a dickhead year. I'm gonna be honest with you.
This shit's been stressful.
It's been super stressful.
This shit crazy, bro.
How have you been pushing through? You just been like going to the zoo, seeing cousins, and
going to the what?
Jesus,
going to the zoo and seeing your cousins is crazy.
What's crazy is that joke could branch off into so many offensive things. It could be elephant. It could be monkeys.
Starting with elephant for me is crazy.
I'm just saying lions.
Starting with elephant?
No, I'm just saying all the offensive ones.
I assumed you had people who work there.
Thank you, Malcolm. I'm a person.
Yeah. As like a dolphin.
Warthog.
You're a warthog.
You know?
With the ring. I can't do a dolphin laugh. Though.
The dolphins work there.
Wait, do it again?
No, you can't.
That's like a dolphin.
Don't try to blame it.
That's like a choking dolphin.
You should have known before you did that.
That dolphin like, got some fish in his throat.
That's good.
That's more like that
You be
one.
Fucking them, don't you?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep, there we go. Wow. Now, let's go.
I'm
they
ready.
They do be beeping.
They are very
Jesus.
Predatory.
2 minutes in.
Dolphins beeping.
2 minutes in.
That's crazy. Do they not?
I'm going to block that one out.
Yo, dolphins be.
Okay.
Dolphins are inappropriate. Yes.
Yeah, they're sexually inappropriate.
This is the scary part of the internet.
Yeah, we're gonna cut that part out.
We're supposed to report on the no scary stuff.
Oh, seals be doing it too. Have you seen that?
I've heard stories. I have not seen it because that's not a genre.
It was a documentary. I didn't know.
Just on that?
Yeah, it was like young seals be assaulting penguins.
Oh, interspecies.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, they was tearing them up.
I like how you talked about them like they're YN. These super nigga seals. Be coming
crazy.
At these penguins. Minding their own business in their own community.
In their own community. Just sitting on some ice and then it just comes up.
Yeah.
All right, what you been up to, Malcolm, since last time we seen you?
Man, I don't do a lot.
You're a liar.
I hang out at the house.
You don't, you're a liar.
Video games.
I've tried to hang out with you for a couple times, and every time I tried to hang out, you were out of town.
I keep my phone on sensitive mode.
That's not a thing.
That's not.
That's just. That's just you holding it. I'm in sensitive mode.
Look at it.
That's it. I've been trying to do more directing stuff. I was just in Atlanta, shadow directing my homie.
Okay.
And directing some sketch comedy stuff. Real
dope. Like,
just because acting is going. It's not at the best time period.
No, it's not very difficult to be at.
Because you got to wait 9 years for your show to air.
Damn. And then, if it airs.
If you don't have a release day, you about to shut all of that
waiting.
For nothing.
So I'm waiting for my show to air again. So I'm like, I'll just direct TV in the meantime.
Okay.
Basically.
Bro, it's crazy. I have a special out and 2 shows running on BET. And it's probably still the brokest I've ever been.
I feel you. I'll be reposting it on my stories.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
With like a little laugh emoticon.
Emoticon.
Is that not a thing?
How fucking old are you?
Emoji?
Jesus. Yeah,
there you go.
Are emoticons still a thing?
I don't know.
You call people on your computer phone too?
That might be Android.
No, I have a real phone. I just don't.
Android's a real phone. Androids are real phones.
Hey, low key though, I've been thinking about switching. I've been
to an Android
because the cameras are better. All the stuff. Yeah.
I'm doing it for my second phone.
Yeah, the cameras are better.
How many phones do you have? Why do you have 2 phones?
Slut.
they don't both have. They don't both have
one,
like
one does color copies.
One for the hoes. One for the hoes. One for the niggas. Yeah.
They don't even both have a phone number.
A chick calls the phone. He's like, hey, what's up? It's Patrick. A dude calls the phone. He's like, hey, boo. Hey, big head. Hey, stinker butt.
Stinker butt, take me out every time. Stinker butt be cracking me up.
It's just for camera, guys. I just want a better camera.
That's what's OnlyFans.
Not a strictly OnlyFans phone.
That's smart. Gotta put this on silent.
That's smart.
It's smart.
All right, well, we gotta get this intro song out the way. So last time I think I did Michael Myers. What's another
Twilight
scary
Zone one that you did for Conspiracy Corner?
I don't remember Twilight Zone.
It's nice.
Okay, do. Okay, here we go. Whew, we're gonna figure out how to make this a trap one.
Obviously.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, I thought you meant ooh, like this is hard.
Hey.
Happy Halloween, y'all.
Need a pencil.
Hey. Kiss my candy ass.
Yeah.
Hey.
Nah, that's you.
Okay, I thought you
I was there with you though.
Yeah.
There we go. That's
are you about to write something? Oh.
Oh, she thinks she the clips.
Hey. Yo. Jump in like double dutch. Huh. Roxy's pen ain't adding much. Hey, I'm feeling slick. We don't serve no Big Macs, only this Big Mac.
Yeah.
Hey, Halloweeny in your mouth.
Yeah.
Hey, look at these treats down south. Your beat addition suck. I'ma pass it to my left. Nigga, what the fuck?
Nigga, what the fuck?
Cool.
Yeah, it's real dire.
Yo.
It's feeling like Halloween, and I am Michael Myers.
Yo.
I'm here to chick some chasing. And I feel like Jason.
Hey.
And I'm just replacing.
Hey.
Got stone just like a mason.
Ooh.
And I'm hearing scary.
Yep.
I bet you really hairy.
Yep.
On your dairy hair. But that we do not fare. You know we got that hairy. That hairy. And it's that internet. We so damn scary.
Booty look like this. Booty look like that.
Booty look like this. Booty look like that. Booty look like this. Booty look like that. Booty look like this. Booty look like that. Booty look like that. Roxy.
The water ain't gonna save you.
They call her Roxy.
Hold up. Finna hit this shit. Finna rap.
The hold up was
finna spit that shit.
I expected so much.
Pat is a light skinned bitch. Hold up.
If it's not,
the hold up, I was like, oh, she about to go out.
I was.
It felt like the geeky kid about to like go dumb. Like, nah, you weren't about to do a goddamn thing.
I was finna hit that.
The geeky kid about
that's like, back to bullying.
I believe that children are the future.
I was building it.
You weren't building a goddamn thing.
Back to the bullying.
Yeah, give me no time.
Almost gonna let you live. It's like, nah.
I was waiting.
If you could rap, we would stop beating you up.
Fuck
that.
It went on for 7 minutes. Like, before. You was really doing something with this. You weren't doing a goddamn thing.
You're holding it wrong.
Nah,
I wasn't doing
it
like that.
Matter. You,
y'all what, never, you? Y'all don't ever let me get my shit off.
All right, and go ahead.
That's okay. It's okay. Hold up. Hold up.
Go.
Gonna go.
All right, shut the fuck up. I'm going.
I'm gonna drop this.
We're just gonna, we're gonna jump into the first topic because I'm seeing
so many chances.
Did you know that human fingers evolved from fish butthole genes? A new study finds.
How, what the fish butthole look like?
Wait, what?
I just took a pair.
How is the fish butthole genes different than the fish genes?
I have no idea, but scientists just cracked one of the evolution's weirdest secrets. Human fingers trace back to the same genetic fish. Blueprint that built. I'm sorry, that built. Fish buttholes 380 million years ago, proving nature's ultimate recycling program. First of all, that's some bullshit, okay?
Oh,
how's that possible?
I have no idea.
Do we have different genes than our butthole?
Researchers from the University of Geneva, Harvard, and the University of Chicago have published the most unexpected evolutionary discovery of this year, revealing that the DNA switches controlling finger and toe development originally evolved to regulate the formation of the fish
cloacas.
Okay.
Cloacas. I thought that was a D. Cloacas. The multi-purpose opening where fish intestinal, reproductive, and
excretory.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck that one up. That's the. I knew what it was. I couldn't say the word. Systems meet. Published in Nature, their groundbreaking study used CRISPR gene editing to prove this bizarre connection by deleting regulatory DNA regions in a zebra fish.
Is that AI?
I mean, definitely. The picture. Yeah, absolutely.
No, the CRISPR.
Yeah, I think
the
so.
AI?
Yeah,
I don't believe it.
The results were startlingly clear when researchers removed the HOX gene regulatory landscapes from the zebrafish. The fish lost gene expressions in their, what is it again?
Cloacas.
Cloacas. Okay, cloacas.
Oh, is that the?
But not their fins. Yeah. This proves that what we call finger genes were originally butthole genes that evolution clearly repurposed the vertebrate move from water to land.
Okay. Jesus.
Okay. You got it now?
Explain it.
Yes. It made zero sense.
Yeah, before. Absolutely not.
It still makes not a lot of sense to me. But I believe what... See, this is why I hate headlines. I believe it's trying to say that originally we came from the water, right? Like, and we evolved through evolution, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So originally, as part of that... Our genes, which one once were part of our butthole, evolved to a place that became our fingers.
Oh. Like that.
That's
like,
what
like
I believe
the same way you got
saying.
The same skin on your knees, your balls, and
sure,
your elbows.
Sure.
Really?
Wait, so we started as buttholes? What happened?
We started as there's an idea that we started in the water as like multicellular or unicellular organisms and things like that. And so we were a version of fish, then a version of apes, then a version of man, and then now what we are.
So what's the butthole part?
I think what it is different parts of us as we evolve and lose and gain different types of things. Mm-hmm. This used to be that. And so I guess when we were fish and we had buttholes and no fingers, our buttholes adapted into fingers a lot.
Yeah, what you just said made about as much sense as a goddamn article.
Look.
You just said it in a different way.
I had to do it with less knowledge and in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's a hard concept. People still don't believe monkeys. We came from monkeys or apes, actually.
What's a cloaca?
There's so much involved in this.
It ain't the dick.
It ain't the
dick. Because roosters don't have penises.
What's the... That's ducks with
ducks
the curly dick?
Yeah, ducks have a corkscrew one, but... So it's the, well, this is very...
That's a butthole.
There you go.
It's a booty hole, right?
Cloaca.
Yeah, but...
Sphincter.
That's how they...
Is that how they mate?
Yeah. Well, some things. That's how the roosters and chickens do, but fish, you know, they lay the eggs and then they...
Oh! Okay. Well,
what you got?
This is okay. The same genetic mechanism originally used for the posterior opening. So how the booty hole open and close?
Look at this.
That's crazy.
They're saying it's the same.
Are these various booty holes?
Yes.
Got to blow on it.
Good. Thank you.
So it evolved to control the development of the segments of the limbs. So this thing pretty much was in the butthole. The bending.
The muscle.
Yeah, the
and
muscle
the
and the
movement.
Ligament.
The joints.
The movement. Yeah.
In the same way that we have like sphincters that like, you know, work as muscles in our butts.
Oh, because fish have no joints.
Yeah.
So their only joint is in their
booty hole.
Yeah, that's the joint.
Damn.
Booty hole. That finish like, that's what you prefer. Damn, that's the joint right there. That's the joint. Love a good booty hole.
That's cracking it open.
That picture is busting it
open.
Both of those are awful.
Yeah, that's busting it
open. I think it's wild whoever took that as a career thing. It was like...
Like, you want to open asses.
It's like, hey, I'm a professional.
Can you imagine?
You can't just come in here opening chicken booty holes and stuff. Like, willy-nilly out.
It's the no gloves or nothing.
No gloves. Raw finger.
Straight to the booty hole.
Damn. It's just not, it's not something that
finger
I need to
booty
know.
Hole.
So we got an x-ray. We got an x-ray of a serial killer. Albert Fish showed dozens of needles lodged in his pelvic area, inserted by himself for pleasure.
Oh, he stuck it through his
he
dick hole?
He did it to himself. No.
Did he, though?
Oh, is it? Or booty hole?
No, just
it says
pelvis.
In his pelvic area. Yeah, it's hard to tell.
So Albert Fish was one of the most twisted figures in criminal history. Beyond his horrific crimes, doctors discovered a bizarre layer of sadism when they examined his x-rays. Hidden beneath the skin were dozens of needles he had deliberately embedded, a disturbing act of self-inflicted torment. It revealed a man whose curiosity extended not only to others, but to himself.
Oh, cruelty? I've never even heard of Albert Fish.
Oh, yeah,
I've
never.
Hey, look at his ass. He
went to Derby.
Oh, he's from
that? Freak Frog. He did
it. Oh, shit. Oh, he ate a 10-year-old.
Whoa.
And then wrote up parents.
A letter?
Oh.
Your daughter was delicious.
Oh, to hear.
I'm not even sending a letter, though. Oh,
no. Hamilton,
she
Howard.
Went best with a
dearest Christine.
Side of
I've enjoyed your daughter. She was delicious.
No.
Oh, his whole thing was
if you
kids.
Have another kid, try with tzatziki sauce.
Oh, that's what he did?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, that's probably why they never they didn't put info of him on that other story.
Right.
Or, yeah.
This, look at his nicknames or what his
the
killer
gray man,
names.
The werewolf, the wisteria, the Brooklyn man.
That's why he doesn't have like an American horror story or anything. Sick, like
no,
that.
For sure. It's
yeah,
that's very gross.
That's sick as
why
fuck.
Don't they be given like killers like the same nicknames? You know what I mean? Like. Back in the day, they used to have fire headlines.
Like Jack the Ripper?
Yeah, the Boogeyman, the Brooklyn Vampire. We don't get that no more.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
It's just, there's no folklore in it anymore.
Because they get caught quicker now.
Maybe because the folklore kind of makes it like...
Dope?
So now you're kind of rooting for this motherfucker when you got
a little
name.
Bit.
Like, Jack the Ripper sounds cool as fuck, bro.
Bay Hutcher, wait, what was it? The Bay Harbor Butcher?
What's the one?
Son of Sam? Dexter.
Son of Sam.
What's the one where he used
Zodiac?
The calendar?
Yeah.
Zodiac Killer. They
Fire.
Made a movie.
Fire.
Put Robert Downey
Jr.
there.
I would put that on a t-shirt.
I watch.
Zodiac Killer?
Yeah, hashtag Zodiac Killer. We out here.
What was he doing? He was killing them according to their birthday? What the fuck
was he doing?
I assume.
It'd
be weird if he wasn't.
He was only killing Tauruses.
What's your sign?
Damn.
He asked the niggas, are you a Libra, Taurus? What are
Angel
you?
Angel of Death.
The Acid Bath Murderer?
Alligator Man.
Yeah, they don't all get good ones.
Yeah,
Ape Man.
The one was just.
What's the worst serial killer name?
Beer Man, loser.
Beer Man is bad.
Knife Hand. Good old Knife
Hand. Wait. Go back up to B. I found it. Okay. I found
Which
it. Right? Go to B.I. Okay. Up.
Bible John?
Big Heart.
Big Eared Midget.
Big Eared Midget is
hey,
a
Clicky,
horrible
what it look
name.
Like,
That is very
an Argentine serial killer who terrorized Buenos Aires at age 16.
You know what's messed up is he became a killer because that's what they was calling him in the first place. Like, man, you do all those killings, you still don't get no.
He's like, I wanted to be a carpenter, but based on what y'all saying,
they were putting that in. The newspapers.
Oh,
that's
he's
crazy.
Like, I finally get some respect. No, you won't, you big head. Like, goddamn.
Wow, he was in. Yikes. He was born in 1896.
Say Etano Santos Codino.
Okay, so yeah, not a lot of PC, yeah. Not a lot of woke Thanks. Literature back then.
Can you scroll a little bit?
Yeah, for sure.
The I want to see Google. Some. Go to the caves.
All right, let's go.
Why the
I feel
caves?
Like a cave. I don't know.
The killer, killer,
it.
The killer, killer, killer,
killer clown,
killer
oh, that's
butler.
That freak.
Killer
King
Butler.
Of the Thugs.
Why
King
the killer
of the Thugs.
What is Killer Handyman?
Killing Cousins, Killing Dentists. These are all really cool.
I told you. If Ken and Barbie Killers.
Wait, what?
Ken and Barbie Killer. I told you.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I know. Okay, man, I told you, go
These
to the cage.
What if cool. What if every time they kill somebody, they were driving a pink car, too?
You know what I mean?
That would be fire.
Lady Dracula. Was she eating?
You can't theme it out too much or you'll get
Little
caught.
Little Peter the killer.
It's really leaving clues. They spray painted themselves. They still are spray painted for a
Dracula.
Day.
Dracula.
Laws, gay murderer. Liver eating Johnson.
Liver eating Johnson.
Whoa. Freak.
Is, oh, his
he
name was Johnson.
Pretty self-explanatory.
He was eating that shit.
The old, little old lady killer.
Ludwig.
Hey, look, if your edible takes 2 hours to kick in, that's not THC. That's placebo with sprinkles, all right? IndiCloud makes stuff that actually shows up to work. IndiCloud isn't just another hemp brand, all right? It's a fully legal online dispensary that already moved over 10 million gummies, all right? That's a whole lot of gummies. Mounds of exotic flower and enough pre-rolls to impress Snoop himself. Every product is tested in DEA certified labs and shipped straight to your door. No sketchy dispensary runs, no guessing what's inside. It's federally legal THC made simple. That's why more than 50,000 customers already trust IndiCloud to keep their buzz hassle-free. Let me tell you something. The first time I tried IndiCloud, woo! One gummy, thinking, I'm just gonna chill for just a tad, just a little bit. Cut to 45 minutes later, I'm in a blanket burrito, emotionally invested in whether otters hold hands in their sleep. I think they do. Yo, if you're looking for better sleep, they've got a gummy for that. Need something with a little more kick? That's where the Beast Mode Collection comes in. Potent enough to impress seasoned pros, still legal and predictable. Whatever your vibe, quiet porch nights, book in hand afternoons, or a weekend hangout with friends. IndiCloud's got a match that's tested and trusted and delivered right to your door. If you're 21 or older, grab 30% off your first order plus free shipping with the code DIYS at IndiCloud.co. That's IndiCloud.co. Code DIYS for 30% off, free shipping, and snacks suddenly taste like adult Michelin star meals. Fill out their quick survey when you order to support this show, all right? Then go finish that episode, that game, or that snack you started. And as always, please enjoy responsibly. Huge thanks to IndiCloud for sponsoring today's episode.
These are all good Netflix like documentary
Love
titles.
Slave Killers?
Can you go to the V's?
I don't want that one.
Why the V?
I was right, man.
Yeah, what's going on with your...
I just know.
Okay.
A lot of vampires.
Vampire killer.
Valley wow. Intruder is crazy, too.
Volga Maniac. What's a Volga? Vienna Strangler.
Vienna
well, it's
Strangler.
It's a part of your body where...
No,
a Russian serial killer who murdered 31 elderly women in and around the Republic of what is that?
31 women?
Tatarstan.
What's the vault?
Between 2000. Oh shit, that was like.
Isn't that a river?
That's recent.
Year.
That's recent.
Oh
wow.
Who was that?
The Volga.
The Volga.
March
2024.
Oh yeah, it's a river. I heard that on Pride.
Russia.
That's
crazy.
We don't be hearing a lot about like serial killers in other countries.
Yeah.
No. They ain't killing over here.
The Walk-In Wednesday Strangler?
We got enough, I think.
I just learned about Wednesday Strangler. Yeah, he only killed people on Stranglers. I mean, on Wednesdays. He only killed people on Wednesdays.
Did they strangle today? I'll come back tomorrow.
Also, Japanese serial killer.
The fact that the victim
window cleaner
on
from
damn. Actually, that's kind of dope.
What? Window cleaning?
Like killing on one specific day, having niggas like scared to leave. I'm like, yo, can I work from home on Wednesday?
That was definitely his day off.
Yeah.
Like, I can't kill on Friday.
You ever notice how every time Michael has a day off, people die. He only has Wednesday off.
Imagine rising up was like,
there goes
I feel like Asian today.
20 people, including his wife.
Zodiac?
No, Zardad's dog.
Wow. Zardad.
Did the dog do it, or was it a synonym to identify a serial killer who murdered known victims in a sense?
Wolfman. They called the dude Wolfman.
Did
this
y'all
is
hear
the
about
saddest
that
thing.
Serial killer
it's Halloween appropriate.
They had 10 bodies in like 2 weeks or
something. Yeah. Oh, out the river?
In the H?
While Tony Baker was down there, it was going on a story.
Oh.
Like,
I thought that was in Austin.
Was it
that
just
was
when he was there?
Oh, I mean, maybe it was two.
Houston Bio Den.
When
is
did
it
he
bio?
Leave?
Bayou.
I could see Tony Baker being an undercover killer.
That would be so interesting.
Tony Baker kidnap you and just feed you vegetables.
Hey, how come you're not taking care of yourself?
Just feeding you avocado toast.
Hey, peeps, listen. What y'all be putting in y'all bodies, man?
Look at who you came to see.
Look at who you came to see. Yeah.
Damn. It says there's five bodies in less than a week.
Why is my phone turning off?
Yeah, and 15 recovered from the bayou so far.
Did they find
them? In this year?
Yes, this year. And one of them was a University of Houston
student. I did see her. I didn't know it was part of a serial killing.
Yeah.
And they didn't catch him? They didn't catch nobody?
Haven't caught him yet, I don't think.
I think they're just starting to think, like, oh, it must be a serial killer.
There's been a couple serial killers in Houston.
Really?
Yeah. The cops aren't something great at solving crime all the time. I feel like a lot of crime is solved by somebody just going, I've had enough.
I feel like they never really do as much work and research as they do on First 48. I feel like most...
Well, yeah. What's crazy about Phase 48 is they like, look, we don't get it in 2 days. And they never do.
Yeah. They don't get it in 2 days and you get away with it.
Like, it'd be like an episode of Law and Order. They'd be like, all right. Went through that.
If you get away in the first 2 days, then yay, congratulations.
Like, they're like, way to go. they literally wrote, they're like, we're giving up. It's been 2 days.
It's hard to kill somebody and get away with it now because there are cameras everywhere.
Is it?
Apparently it's not.
Yeah, not really.
They haven't canceled First 48. They haven't been like, hey, we're catching people too soon.
Yeah.
They're like, nope.
I was watching one episode and a suspect for a murder, his name was Murder Man.
Murder Man?
I was like, don't question this nigga, just arrest him.
Was it Murder Man? Was he Jewish?
It was Murder Man.
Murder Man?
It was Murder Man. That was like two words, murder with an A, man.
That was his nickname?
Like, he definitely did it.
His nickname, right?
That was a street name, yeah. Okay. I was like, he definitely did it.
Yeah, murdered.
If he didn't do this one,
he did
one.
He did a murder. I would ask him.
Because how'd you get that name?
Yeah.
I almost got it. Shut up. You almost got it, bitch.
I got 47 more hours.
I almost folded in the first round. I almost folded quick.
Close. I'm trying to work out this joke. I had this idea. Like, what if we found out that hieroglyphics were just Egyptian graffiti?
Damn.
Like, it was no story. It was not all the people who have come up with all this shit. That none of that shit matters. It was just some nigga that just happened to be in a temple. It was like, man, fuck the pharaoh. It just was like, I just drawing all the shit on his
so
own.
So it didn't mean nothing? He was just like,
owl. Yeah. Bitches love this owl dick and the sphinx.
I love owls.
Hippopotamus was here.
Yeah. Like, right. Four good times called owl, phoenix, sphinx.
Yeah. I'll show them. Here's a fucking vase. And an eyeball.
Like, what if that shit all was done like after the temples and the pyramids had closed and like they weren't
being slaves pissed off. Like, he ain't even gonna come down here.
What you gonna do about it?
Imagine doing graffiti with a chisel, though. Just like
that shit.
I'm always impressed when I see graffiti on the toilet seat. I'm like, who bangs this hard?
When I see it up on anything high, billboard,
like the freeway stuff.
They be hanging, dangling? Yeah. Is that really, they be
Daredevil.
Dangling?
They'll be like, man, you can get a job. No one's been up here.
Nah.
You're really good.
Yeah, that's all I'm thinking about heroin. When people do heroin, you got to keep up with a lot of shit when you do heroin.
Do you?
Yeah, you got to have the whole kit. You got to have the rope or the belt for that. You got to have your syringe. You got to have your spoon. You got to have your lighting. You got to have your cotton ball. If you can keep up with all of that, you can keep up with a job. Yeah, fuck you.
You don't have to live like this.
I don't know. That wasn't a lot of stuff.
What?
Yeah.
That's new syringes. Drugs?
New syringes. The wrap off.
Papers.
The cotton ball.
Lighter.
The lighter.
That's it.
Spoon.
You already, that's too much.
Yeah, I'm done.
That's
And something to hold it all in. You got to use, well, that's you should much. Get new syringes every time.
Yeah, but you think, you know.
But you don't do it all. You're
talking
all
about responsible.
Have you met a heroin addict? They do it every day.
Yes, I have. I mean, I'm saying
you are one? What'd you say?
No, I said I met heroin addicts.
You're love.
You don't need all of the stuff all of the time.
Yes, you do. You want to do it?
You can use some of that.
No, fuck that, man.
This sounds like a man problem. Women carry so much stuff.
Yeah,
all the time.
Put in my
You have all the heroin stuff in your purse.
Yeah. That don't sound bad.
Yeah. That's barely anything.
Roll it out.
Oh, just a heroin kit for a lady?
Lady heroin?
Lady heroin? Right? That's crazy. It's like a pink syringe.
What was that?
That's from the Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights, yeah.
Lady heroin, just because your name's heroin don't mean you need to sell it.
All right, so we got a damn that's crazy right now.
Scary.
Oh, damn, that's creepy. Right. This is about the dog man, and this location is in northern Michigan, especially Wexford County.
Children.
The Michigan dog man is a 7-foot-tall, blue-eyed, canine headed creature spotted fine. Since the 1880s. What the fuck is wrong with you?
7 foot.
Canine headed made you say that's fine.
He's like, okay.
It didn't even describe him.
Blue eye. Okay.
Dog. What kind of canine? Yeah. It don't matter.
What if it was a Pomeranian?
Like, yeah, she don't care.
Small ass head with that big body.
7 foot man.
First documented sighting was in 1887. Two lumberjacks said it stood on its hind legs. Mm. It housed like a human scream.
That's scary.
Said to appear in 10-year cycles.
That's all I need.
Okay. What? Sighting surged after 1987. Radio DJ made a parody song about it, only for dozens of people to call in with real life encounters.
So a parody launched this thing?
That's what it sounded like to me.
That's what it sounded like.
Is it a government experiment gone feral, a Native American curse,
or shapeshifter? A Native American curse,
or just regional werewolf that no one wants to admit exists?
Hey, what do you look like?
It's got to be a Native American curse.
Why not just that big animal that stood on its his back legs?
Could have been a dog.
A 7 foot dog on its hind legs?
Yeah.
Human like scream is crazy.
Yeah.
The human scream.
They were just randomly walking through the woods back then?
A dog walking through the woods?
A mastiff. That big ass dog.
Yes.
Okay.
What's a big dog?
Where are they?
Mastiff.
Yeah. Where are they indigenous to?
I don't know, nigga. I ain't no dog person.
But I like how you came. You like, you think a dog's just going to be a mastiff? And
well, I mean, I don't think they're like native to the United States.
In that region? At that time of day?
Yes.
During that month?
They're only in the Central
America. These are all valid questions.
You don't know that. Because I'll be seeing some of the dogs. I feel like a
dog, you get a big dog standing on his legs, it's 6-7 feet.
But also, imagine you were in the woods enough to have the job of a lumberjack. They there all the time. If you saw an actual dog walk in and then stand on his hind legs, you'd probably be like, damn, that's a big ass. Though. But you'd probably be like, that's a big ass dog.
Lumberjacks, yeah. Just people. Like, just how they be saying they saw mermaids and it was really just.
But
like,
you'd probably be like, that's a big ass dog.
Fucked up.
It would have to look like a man for you to say dog man.
I don't think it does. I think if you're working late at night, some shit happened. And you're just like,
are you lumberjacking later? Dog.
Right.
If we got to get that wood by the morning.
They're saying that this creature was 7 feet tall and had the body of like a man. Like, even if a mastiff or a Great Dane is on its hind legs, it's not going to look like
a
man.
You don't know that.
What? Yes, I do.
Yeah, the arms.
All seen dogs on their hind legs.
I ain't seen it. You don't know.
You know how they be.
Yeah, a pit? Pull up a pit on his hind.
I ain't never seen a pit just on his hind.
Look at that's a man. That motherfucker.
If you saw that, if you saw that late at night.
Okay, you're right.
If you saw that late at night. While you chopping wood. Mad at your wife.
That's scary.
please send that one to yourself, Hibby. You have to put that.
I'm thinking it's something.
Yeah, especially if it was quick, that's scary.
Hey, it only got three legs. But I would have to get rid of that dog. Because I'll be goddamn. No. Unless we go into the circus.
Show another one.
That's crazy. No.
That is scary, though.
That motherfucker was scary as hell.
And you got to think, it's also going,
that's the same dog. Nah, I'll shoot that motherfucker.
If I see that in the dark,
he missing a leg?
Yeah, he missing his first arm.
Front leg.
Top right that's
leg.
Why he walked. That's why he
That's how he
like
learned
that.
How to walk like that.
Wow. Yeah, that's. That's a lay, man. Take my strong arm.
I don't like face.
It's why are you swinging it like that?
Yes. You got a balance.
This one only got two legs.
Oh! Hippie, what did you type in? Why is this in your algorithm?
Look, Apple and Chihuahua.
Oh, the baby, though.
He's like a handicapped kangaroo.
Yeah.
His name is Ruru.
He do look like a kangaroo.
He was cute.
Yes, because that motherfucker's hideous. It's the face.
That's like it goes to balls. Well, hello there, sir.
It's fancy.
Someone said he walks like he's wearing a trench coat.
Did you see him coming through that hallway all the way in the back?
Yeah.
First off, I'm gonna shoot his ass.
I need you to not walk so slowly while you get it here. Like, I need you to bark something.
Yeah, if he gonna do that, get this nigga a cane, bro.
Yeah, the quick background ones freak me out.
Yeah, when he
need a cane or something.
Yeah. We need to hear you coming. We need to hit a click.
So I know it's you.
Yeah.
Oh, Barksdale, it's you.
Barksdale? Avon Barksdale?
That's crazy.
That's
I need to know.
Just get him off the leash. He can walk himself.
Hey, I think he'll be able to catch up.
He has immaculate balance.
Then he is really good. He
has immaculate balance. Okay, now I want to keep him. Now I want the dog.
Well, they cleaned him up. He looked dirty in that.
You
got to
walk
video.
Like a dog.
You said walk right.
You can't walk like me. That's ridiculous. I'm walking you and we're both walking the same.
What if he beats you in the foot race? Like, come on.
Nah.
Give him a top hat and a cigarette. He's a cool dude right there.
I love it. I like him now.
Yeah.
Is this New York? Is his tail in a rubber band?
Did he like scare that little girl to cut before that girl screamed in his face out of fear?
No! That is crazy as fuck. But I mean, an amazing feature.
He's having
feature
a great time. Yeah, he got a million followers.
Damn.
Hey, fuck you, Dexter.
Hey,
I'm working hard.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, it's easy to catch up to him.
That was a handicap joke.
No. That was no.
Knock him, no.
That was a handy able.
So now, there we come on. Talk to him. So now I think we can admit, now, if it was a big dog doing that, would you not think that was a people?
I think it was a
at
creature.
Night, yeah.
I think that's some type of creature.
Dog skin,
especially from a distance too.
Yeah.
And it's dark. Yeah, I can see that.
You see things in the dark.
Oh, when the dogs be sitting down in the tables and shit.
Oh.
What?
Whoa.
Could have also been a wolf. Wolves. A wolves are way bigger.
Wolves. Yeah. Is leaping.
And what? Wait, where the fuck? Yeah. How did it get behind and come from that way?
It was in the dark. It was just in the dark.
Now look again. Now where's it go?
No, man.
Fuck that. Nothing is showing, bro. How did it get over there without us seeing it?
It's just light, dude.
Nah, fuck that, man. Fuck that. You with them, bro. You trying to convince us.
It's just light.
My dog is a skinwalker.
I like how before you were like, man, there's no way. It's just a regular dog. That dog disappeared.
Yeah, I don't like that dog's eyes.
Strange dog.
Look at that dog's eyes.
He don't like Jesus?
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, no, but dogs be doing that sometimes. They just be getting worked
angry.
Up. I don't think he felt the power of Christ.
Nah.
It didn't compel him. It didn't compel him at all.
I think it's like your annoying uncle when he be giving you too much Jesus talk. I mean, I was like, that's enough.
That's enough, nigga. I'm not over here for that. Where the yams at? I'm here for the dressings.
I thought we was eating.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
There we go.
Show that sexy wolf again.
This is a good one right here.
Guys enter the room dick first. That's right. Blue Chew isn't just a tablet. It's a cheat code for your crotch, all right? Stronger, harder, longer lasting, like someone gave your downstairs a nice little pep talk and a gym membership. Blue Chew is the original brand offering chewable tablets, all right, for better sex. I'm telling you, Jack can climb his own stalk on one of these beans, baby. I'm talking about past the clowns all the way to the heaven, baby. Last time I took one, I sneezed and knocked over the bookshelf and the table and the cups on the table and the remote and even knocked the couch cushion over. Look, fellas, this isn't just about performance, all right? This is about legacy or, you know, third leg a C, if you know what I'm talking about. Give her a group chat something to talk about, man, all right? You know when you lay it down, they gonna be talking about it. They're going to be like, ooh, girl, you see what he did to me? I can't believe it. Ooh, Nothing makes you more of a legend than a little Blue Chew. All right? Discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. As always, get your first month of Blue Chew free. Just use the promo code DIYS at checkout and pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
How much it costs to shut down the street for a movie scene?
That's a lot.
So we got a couple movies. I've said this before, but I remember when they were shooting I'm Legend in New York. And I think it was like on Fifth Street where they shut down the street. Because I remember seeing all of these on Fifth Ave. All of these dirty cars and all this trash. And I was like, damn, New York really is filthy.
Yeah,
but it wasn't no cars driving down it. And I didn't realize that I was on the set and they had it closed out until I started seeing the trailers and shit like that. So this is actually really cool. Avengers, Age of Ultron. It cost $5 million for major road closures.
In Seoul? What scene
you
was that?
In Seoul?
Was it
looked like Black Widow doing something.
Right. Was it supposed to be Seoul? I'm trying to remember Age of Ultron.
I don't remember.
Now, it was supposed to probably be D.C.
Was it? It was international,
yeah.
Though, right?
I Am Legend, $7.8 million to close down streets for six days.
That was crazy. Yeah. Seeing New York like that, it looked expensive.
I've shot Law & Order when I was a kid, like 20 years old or something like
Which
that.
One?
I've shot like three of them.
Yeah. Can we talk about
they
the new thing?
The new one that's for you. You can if you want.
Yeah. You're about to go out to New York to film Law and Order again, right?
I am. This is the first time I didn't commit any of the crimes they accused me of.
Wait, you were a criminal in them?
He's
black. Of course he's a criminal.
You've been doing cop stuff, though.
I was...
still a nigga.
Well, this was... Yeah. This was 98 to 2007 or something. So it was like first time I was accused of something, but I didn't do it. The second time I was accused of something, but I did something else. And then the third time I did it.
This is the third time?
No, this is the fourth time. I had nothing to do with the crime whatsoever. Okay. I'm just out here lawyering. I was on two regular Law and Orders, one Criminal Intent, and this one's SVU.
I'm glad.
Oh, yeah. I actually get to see it. I don't watch Criminal Intent that much.
Yeah.
007 Spectre. Spectre.
I love it.
27 million spent to close central streets in Mexico
Damn.
City. That's
Damn.
Crazy. And they got over because Mexico City is always popping.
Yeah.
But 27 million seems like a lot.
I can't imagine any city street.
Have you been to Mexico City?
Have I been to Mexico? I was in some part of Mexico, the famous Cancun.
Oh, no. Go to Mexico City.
I was in Mexico City.
Mexico City is my favorite vacation.
I was in La Romantica.
If you go there, the Four Seasons is amazing there. Okay. They have an amazing art installation. It's probably going now with all Star Wars helmets, like the Stormtrooper helmets, but they're all like decked out in like the Mexican Day of the Dead.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
oh,
that's cool. It's really fucking dope.
I was there for a couple days. I don't even know what I was doing. I was just by myself.
Probably Coke. Transformers Dark Side of the Moon, 34.6 million spent while downtown was shut off for weeks in Chicago.
Weeks is weeks.
Yeah, Chicago. That
weeks.
Makes sense. Yeah,
they you shut down downtown.
Yeah, they
weeks?
Had to pay down. They had to pay the game members too.
They have to pay the businesses.
Yeah, you got to pay everybody.
Mm. Yeah, and the city.
Mm.
Yeah, and a lot of times local folk will try and just shake you down if they can. Stuff. Like usually, you pay to like get people to like, hey, we can use your homes and stuff like that. But I did Hurt Locker, and we shut down this little area, and there was a guy, like one of the Bedouins, that was just like, just for no reason, and it was like...
That's happened when we were shooting that dance
he was making, when he was making noise just to fuck the scenes up?
Yeah, so that someone would go pay him and be like, hey, here's $100 more, can you just please shut the fuck up? And he was like, okay.
Happens.
I wish you had somebody that was on payroll, but not like known to be on payroll. I just walked through and sock him out, and he's just unconscious on his yard for like 3 hours. You get the scene done and everything.
A civilian just knocked this nigga out.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's his payment too. Yeah. He just gets to knock people out.
Yeah.
We'll pay you for
What's
your lawyer
cost
fee.
Analysis on this.
I've been called to a few sets.
Okay.
Porn doesn't count, sweetie.
No, hey.
Mission Impossible Fallout. $38.1 million spent in France, Paris.
Porn does count.
Damn.
That's
Tom
a
Cruise
lot of
had
money.
Some cool ass experiences.
But he did.
He really has.
Riding through Paris on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Shut down.
Jumping off the cliff.
Who's done as much as Tom Cruise has done?
This dick.
As it? Ugh. Calm down, whore.
Dick jumped off a plane?
That's what I'm saying. What are you doing? What
I just
you
see
doing
your
like
dick
that?
Running down the Parisian streets.
Ew. Ew. His legs and feet just like the sack is moving.
That's sick.
Where's the hair? It's like, Deer didn't book this.
I did. Fucking nailed my audition, bro.
Ew.
Oh, okay. What was the other one?
That was
the amazing one. Facts.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Just a second.
Yeah, pull that one out. That seems like a good one. Pat, you want to take this one?
Yes, sir. We got facts that seem untrue but are actually real.
Ooh. Okay.
Number one.
We'll start low.
Oxford University is older than the Aztec Empire.
Really?
Damn.
The school? Damn.
Oxford University? It started in the 15th century?
You probably stank.
Oxford started
the 13th.
That shit got a stank.
The school?
Yeah, I just feel like it stank.
That's too bad.
They're not scrubbing that shit.
They got windows, though. Like, if you could air it out, the smell
don't sit. Nah, it's some stank somewhere in there.
Yeah, somewhere.
21st.
In a crevice?
Your head ages slightly faster than your feet due to gravity. So we got younger feet.
So the hair on my toes would be great, but because they're lower.
Okay.
Because the hair on my head is on the turn.
The
right
hair.
Now.
Okay.
And my chin.
No,
also,
your head would be grayer before your feet toes.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
The
okay.
hair on my
feet.
Toes
so
would
feet,
be great.
Your feet toes.
And
your feet hair
your,
not gray?
Your head come out of the vagina first, so it's older.
It depends on how you
Yeah,
look.
Yeah.
Oh, so,
yeah.
Some babies be
coming out like
Whee!
Water slide.
bananas
water
are.
Water slide is wild. just,
woo! That's when your
put
mama
back
got
in,
the.
I want to go again.
It ain't no water slide.
Bananas are actually berries, but strawberries aren't.
You've
I knew
blown,
that.
Because of the
you've
seeds.
Blown my mind.
Yep.
I didn't know
okay,
that.
Okay, so the, because the seeds are on the outside, on strawberries.
No, it's not because the seeds are on the outside. It's because
bananas have seeds, though.
Strawberries are a bunch of little. Hold on. Yeah.
But also, bananas are man-made, right?
The ones without the seeds. One, yeah. The wild ones have giant seeds in them.
They're not man-made. They are. They're aggregate fruits. Yeah, they're a bunch of things opening
that
together.
That sounds like a big word for
single
man-made.
Single flower with multiple ovaries.
Sounds like
ooh, wow. It can happen in nature as well.
Got all the puss.
The foot.
Man didn't make it, but they might have made it, hybridized it. I don't know what
if I
say.
Made a pie, I made a pie. That's all I know.
Banana pie?
I want an ice cream.
What's
banana.
Happening over here?
Spray him too.
Give me some of that strawberry.
That's what I'm like. Why is nobody hearing that?
I ain't hear anything.
I said, yeah, because they said strawberries got multiple ovaries, and he kept saying it. Nobody said it, and he's like, yeah, well, strawberry got all them pussies. And I was like, hey.
It's not the same thing.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. He's like, no, give me some of that strawberry pussy.
That is not what I said at all.
That's not what I said at all.
He's not going to be lying.
I don't believe you.
Me? Why would I make up strawberry pussy?
And the strawberry.
So, but yeah, what you were saying.
He said
the
it.
Part we eat is the swollen receptacle, and the seeds on the outside are actually the dry, true dry fruits called
Akeens? I don't know how to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so to the next
Avenge
one.
Avenge me.
Okay. So we got.
Humans are the only known species on Earth with a chin.
Monkey ain't got chin?
They don't?
No, I guess not.
Why'd I say it like that?
Monkey ain't got chin? You telling me monkey ain't got chin?
Now that I think about
it. I heard that. Man,
hey, you right here.
Monkey.
Wait, dogs and cats don't got chins?
No, they don't.
What's that, their mouth?
Just go like that.
It's just the bottom of the mouth.
Yeah. Monkeys do not have chins.
That's
in the same
crazy.
Way humans do. The prominent bony protrusion on the lower jaw
monkeys
is
don't have.
A trait unique to humans and some other animals.
So how does
some
it,
other animals, but not jaw. Monkeys.
The so what exactly
jaw
is a chin then?
Of a monkey and other primates like, typically slopes backward
or something like that.
From the front of the teeth, lacking the four jolting. I'm sorry. What was
I'm
that?
Sorry.
Oh no, it's fine. It's fine. Structure that defines the chin in humans.
I thought chins were just the point of the jaw. I thought anything with a jaw had a chin.
No, because a lot of jaws are well, like just this.
Yeah, we have
like the flat, whereas ours go like this.
Oh, okay. So we have a front of the jaw, pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah, we got a
right
angle. It
has right under that. What is a chin? A chin is a specific name for the prominent four jutting piece of the bone at the bottom of the lower jaw.
Have you ever seen somebody without a chin, though?
Yeah, be like,
yeah. Yeah.
That motherfucker from Even Stevens, Beans.
Damn, Pooh Beans.
Beans had no chin.
Pooh Beans. You had such a
Beans
quick
just
example.
Beans
living his life.
I'm just saying.
Beans just chilling. Because
me and my brother used to be like, wow. I ain't never seen... No, look at him. He was little. He had no chin.
Damn.
Yikes.
He aged terribly.
He's doing all right.
That's when you got to have a beard. If
yeah,
you ain't got no chin, you got to have a beard.
Yeah, the beard.
Y'all seen, what's that boy's name with the big beard? Basketball player?
James
Harden.
You seen him without the beard?
Yeah, it's crazy.
They made him in like 33.
He looked weird.
He got a face only a mother could love.
Oh, my Jesus.
I think he's great.
Beards are like a COVID mask.
Yeah.
It kind of makes your
that
vague.
That makeup for men.
It makes like, you vague. So once you see the details.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That picture right there. That's the one I was talking about right
everyone's
there at the bottom.
Beautiful in
shit.
Their own way.
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
no.
Some people need a beard. He look like my auntie.
That one right there.
You just got to hide most of yourself.
Yeah, weird beards work.
Yikes.
I don't like my face without a beard, and I'm cute.
Well, subjective.
If somebody likes it.
I don't like his beard either, though.
I like.
You don't like his beard?
No.
I just think about the mess from eating.
Mm. I think it's funny that he does
like
not groom it at all.
I stopped talking to somebody because they cut their beard off. He looked stupid.
Damn.
Because he didn't look the same.
That is a drastic look difference.
That was a good choice right there.
I like he was lying to you.
Yeah, I'm like,
but that one to the very left, that's insane. He got to trim that shit down.
That's
bro.
What I mean. Bro.
That is fucking lumberjack.
The beard's winning at this point.
It's not.
I've never seen it go forward up here. It protrudes up by the cheeks.
How does your hair grow that much? That's great. What are you putting in?
That's
castor
amazing.
Oil?
You want some of that?
No, that's
Philly really style, right? That sounded very creepy the way you said it.
I don't know why I said it like that.
I knew to say no immediately.
He said no thanks.
I don't know why I sounded like that. I want to apologize.
It was a lot.
Earth has 3 trillion trees.
See, that didn't
freak
me out because I don't know. I didn't have a number to start with.
Right.
So,
but also, like, nigga, who's counting? Nobody fucking counted that.
One.
Like I said, there's probably 3, this many here.
It's multiplied. I didn't even see the stats. I didn't see
Show
regional
me.
Stats.
Niggas be saying facts like this with their whole chest.
Where's the clicker?
They whole chest. That's like when they say, like, oh, there's this many spiders, and if they teamed up, they could take us out. Like, who the fuck
you don't
is getting
know.
This information?
Bro, I don't know. It's like that spider that can replicate itself with like webbing and old debris that it finds in this.
It replicates itself?
So it makes like a body double of itself.
Oh.
I made a video about it, but I was like, how the fuck does it know? Like, how does it know what it looks like?
I know.
Is that a mirror?
I know you're talking, but while you're talking, I'm looking at you and I get that you're Randy Watson, but you're also giving me SNL white person playing Prince.
Someone said the Prince of Pasta in the chat.
Oh,
Prince of Pasta?
That's just, what are we doing at this point? You're just calling him fat.
I see white. I see white person cosplaying Prince though.
You know what I mean? You know what? Why?
Because the wig is weird.
The wig is wild. You look like Fred Armisen playing Prince.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that.
You shut up.
Oh, my God. I want to be part of the group. I just
want to
be
alone.
That was
up.
So real.
Let me be part of
that. That was so real.
All right, here we go. These spiders build decoys.
Wasn't even a comeback. I want to be a part of
this. Okay, so yeah. So the picture I had for the story didn't look like what they were doing right here. This, no, yeah, this looks like bullshit. Ugh. So okay, I can see that.
That shit fake.
To construct lookalikes.
Like oh.
Now what happened?
I mean, if you had animal eyes.
So they, yeah, they're building a decoy bigger than them to like scare off predators.
Oh, okay. That's
what smart. If his predators were watching like,
oh, bullshit.
That shit sucks.
hey, who that supposed to be? Fuck,
who the hell is that supposed to be?
Oh, his art.
Oh, you got a big dick now? That's who you are? Okay.
The spider's like, shut up.
That's what you think he look like?
Why you look at the spider ugly? Making him. He don't look like that.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
He don't know what
bigger.
He look like. That's funny. I never even thought about
ain't
that.
No, ain't
that's
no cool. mirrors in the wild.
Like, what? Imagine the spiders that are getting eaten alive looking at it. Like after it didn't work. Just looking
you
at it.
You told me this was going to work, Roger.
They're just getting eaten alive. Like, man, I knew I should have added another
that baby
leg.
Trying his best.
Does this work? This has got to work, right? Otherwise, they'd stop doing it.
Right. With evolution?
Yeah. Yeah.
This had to have worked like 60 times for it to take effect in evolution.
Okay.
That's
the Eiffel Tower can shift by about 15 centimeters in summer due
that
to
makes
heat.
Sense.
Why does that make sense?
Because all buildings shift during heat.
You mean because like it warps from the heat?
Yeah, yeah.
The you said all
the
buildings?
All buildings.
You
Where
knew that?
Go?
Yeah.
How did you
like,
know
like that?
Because if you look up bridges, like the whole thing behind bridges is that it's not like it's just still. It's just that it bends a little.
With the heat?
And warps a bit. Yeah, yeah.
With the heat?
That's why we also don't build buildings as big in LA, aside from like earthquakes and shit like that.
Mm. Interesting. You knew that already?
I feel like you just winged that.
I feel like you just winged that. I don't think he really
It's not. It's not like what I said was fucking detailed. It was just like, I know shit moves.
But it was very
in
matter
the summer,
of fact.
The Eiffel Tower top can shift about 15 centimeters as the iron warms. A real world demo of thermal expansion.
That's why I be leaning.
Oh,
honey. Yeah, ooh,
I knew
didn't
this.
Know this.
Yeah, honey can last for thousands
did
of years when sealed.
Yeah, honey,
didn't they like find some honey next to a
pyramids or something like that?
Like next to some sarcophagus? Is that sarcophagus?
Esophagus.
Oh, thanks.
No.
Sarcophagus.
Sarcophagus. The tomb.
They found 1,000 years of honey in your esophagus.
You go, the curse of a nux and a moon was in there. You go, found
that was
niggas.
So unnecessary. That was so unnecessary.
Amen Ra Poo.
Traces of Anubis.
Oh, shit.
y'all niggas gonna want some. You want some tea. What was that?
I was just getting the honey out. Go ahead.
She just wants
it
to be
sound
a
like that. I don't want it.
Thank you, Malcolm. Damn it, let me be part of it.
No, fuck that.
Ooh, moon, it's kind of scary.
The moon drifts away from Earth about 3.8 centimeters each year.
We suck. We are trash.
We fucking shit up.
No, I'm just saying, we fuck so much shit up, the moon is even like...
I'm good on that.
History isn't as linear as it looks. Oxford has... Okay, I've seen that.
No,
that,
the captions don't change.
Yeah.
The moon drifts away from the Earth about 3.8 centimeters.
Why is... But I guess that...
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to make
gravity?
Make sense
of
that.
Does it?
Because it kind of goes forward and back with the wave, right?
I was about to ask the same thing.
So maybe it's like, I would imagine. Yeah, but it's like slowly walking out. Yeah, it's a wave.
I would imagine it doesn't maintain the same distance the entire time it exists, right?
Oh, like, because
we're rotating and orbiting, so I would imagine.
But it's constantly going back. It's not like.
Is it constantly or is it going back and forth?
I mean, it is going back and forth, but it says that it's slowly drifting from in that constant. It's like almost like leaving.
I mean, how many billions years is that? That's pretty good. 3.8 centimeters.
Yeah. Wait, did it say? Did it say that every year?
It's not orbiting
each
in a
year?
Complete circle.
Three centimeters a year.
Yeah,
but so I mean, if you think about how big space is.
If it's not orbiting in a perfect circle, then you would expect.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm 100% agreeing with you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Me too.
NASA confirms a giant dam shifted Earth's axis and made days shorter.
Oh.
I'm not mad at that.
How?
Like you changed the weather?
That's what's making the moon come back after the 3.8 centimeters. It's like,
that's interesting.
Now I feel like we're in like a space
that's
movie. Like maybe we can change our axis by building a huge dam.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Wait, did you change the caption?
No, I just highlighted it.
That wasn't there before. Okay.
Oh, sorry. There we go.
0.06 microseconds.
Oh, this is a
day.
Whole different post.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. You're right. It wasn't.
Okay. NASA has confirmed
this is explaining why
that the Three Gorges Dam in China, due to its immense water holding capacity, shifted Earth's axis by about 2 centimeters and slightly shortened the planet's day by approximately 0.06 microseconds.
Oh, man, shut the fuck up. Nobody cares about 0.6 microseconds.
Whoa. You know how much money was probably spent for these scientists to figure that out? Like, bro, do something else.
Tell us cancer.
Tell us when it's like a foot.
Hey. What's up with cancer? Niggas have cured HIV and cancer still out here running amok.
Yeah, but, you know, niggas need to fuck.
Raw is law.
You were like so scientifically helpful for the past 3 posts.
That's crazy.
We got to change it up.
Can't do what people expect.
We should become scientists, yo.
True villain right there.
Yeah.
True fucking villain right there, man.
Gotta switch it up.
Nah.
What
man,
do scientists be clocking in? I feel like every day they're just like, all right,
what you want to hear about?
That's what researchers do. Like they get their masters. And then they submit their thesis and see if they can get research funded for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But what? Who's asking about that?
I think about you every day.
Any day.
What
time is
weird? How did that even start?
Who's shooting a shot at who?
Little of this, little of that.
Spray
her. We have a thing.
Keep things platonic and scientific.
No.
So you can turn back into a scientist?
Right, after he said niggas gotta fuck.
Yeah. I don't care
about
that.
That's science.
So is my throat.
What? Hey. Yo.
Wow.
All right. Well, before we get
surgery.
Out of here.
Surgery.
Freak.
See, I didn't know either. Roxy, do you have anything going on you want to let people know about?
My throat.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, I have a GoFundMe up if you would like to. Thank you, sir. See, so helpful. Wink. All right, so.
Boom, roast it.
So, check out my GoFundMe on my page. I have some music dropping. Check that out on wherever you listen to music and shit. Something else. Oh, I'm dropping a book. Check that out.
Why you said I'm dropping a book like it's a mixtape? Yo, check out your dog. Dropping these fire hearts.
I'm releasing a book at
dropping
the beginning
this new
of
shit
December.
Called The Rainmaker.
So check that shit out.
Okay.
Links in my
What's
bio.
The name of your book?
Half Famous, A Guide to Making It from Someone Who Hasn't Made It Yet.
Oh,
what
shit.
The fuck?
Say it again.
Okay. Fucking long did it happen?
Wait, you said what?
Subtitle. Half Famous, A Guide to Making It from Someone Who Hasn't Made It Yet.
Oh, so half famous and then.
I like it.
Yeah, it's like a self-help book to shit.
Who's the demo?
Me, nigga. A bitch is broke.
Bitch, that's my book.
Here's how to make it from someone who hasn't made it. What you need to do.
Don't work so hard.
Well, people always be asking me, like, how are you living? How are you living in LA? Like, what are you doing? I'm like, barely, bitch. So, yeah, that's what you're doing.
If you haven't gotten to where you got, this is going to be a huge book.
For everyone who's not there yet, which is most people.
Okay.
This is true.
What you got going on?
I got a book called The Guide to Not Writing Books.
The guy's just making it from someone who has been. It's just gonna be right next to Roxy.
They're
gonna be like,
that shit.
They're gonna be like, I'm gonna choose this one.
Yeah. How to make it when you've made it.
I got titties. I always win.
I think I'll pick this one.
It's a companion piece.
You can write the foreword. I'm definitely having you write the foreword to my book.
Yo, that's
see how
crazy
they do a black
hell.
Woman. That's why you should get my book.
Mm-hmm. I'm proud of this book.
What else you got going on besides this book?
Man, I got Average Joe coming in January, supposedly. It's going to take 9 more years, and then we get to see the third season. But we're excited about that. And then, I don't know, I'll just be living life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
All
right. I'm on Law and Order, but like, it's not like I need to tell anybody.
I think I've been there, done that.
You got anything going out?
I mean, you're making it. Matt is the worst at promoting
any of his shows that he has coming on. We were on the show one time, and I was like, what about Average Joe? He was like, oh, yeah, y'all should watch that.
It's not coming out to I feel like I'm. It feels like I shouldn't mention stuff until right before it's happening.
This is season two, right?
Yeah, this is season two. But look, we did it in South Africa. That's we had big stunts and fights and all this stuff.
Yeah, you said about one of the things you get to shoot and all that.
Yeah, so it's going to look like we got more money, even though they took a bunch of money away.
Oh, they're going to do that.
Yeah.
They're going to do that every time.
And I, you guys are around with me. I don't hang out with you as much, but it's not, and I don't hang out with you at all.
Because
I felt weird. Because
so
I like
him. So you hate me?
I wanted us to be together.
So you hate me. So you made him feel bad, so I had to feel bad too.
No,
I was fine.
No, you're great.
Fuck off.
I love
you. You hate me.
Don't get turned on by every
fucking thing. Hang on, dog.
Haven't been touched in a while.
Yeah. I tore my Achilles heel, so when you watch the show and see my character tore the Achilles, I really tore
got
it.
Got a boot.
Yeah. So I was like doing stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah.
We went out to drink one time, before you left for Africa, and you had your scooter in there, and I was like, hey, man, no parking in here, bro.
Yes. And my friend, a couple people made fun of me until they thought I lost my leg. Because when you would see it, I would walk in and I had like a peg leg.
Oh, yeah, the peg, yeah.
And they were like, I was like, yeah, not so funny, is it? You know what I mean?
A peg leg? I still got arguably funny. I mean, you might as well just get some jokes off.
Where'd you park your ship at? Fucking Sparrow?
Huh, that would have been funny to see.
Malcolm, don't you have a live reading or something you're doing soon? Or is that not you?
I think so.
I forgot what
like
it's
a Halloween
about.
Reading.
Oh, okay.
Reading?
I do this thing with like Johnson, like the Marionette Theater Company. Like every year we do like a Halloween show. I think it's for charity. And we just like read like Flintstones or Batman.
As the kids? Marionettes like acted out? Or?
No. Well, the Bob Baker one, yeah. We do like little marionette things and we'd act it out and it's like a bunch of kids and some of them at risk and just like, you know, for charity.
At risk?
That sounds gay as hell.
Of dying.
I just wanted you to say something. I know what at risk is.
He can't keep getting away with it.
Pat, what you got going on, man?
We'll run it back. We'll run it back.
It's hard to tell charity stuff here.
Yeah.
Pat, what you got going on, man?
Hey, catch me on live on stream every Wednesday, Planet Sandwich. And check out my new travel show, Cloud Quest.
This is the worst. This is the worst. People are like, I'm here to help kids. Pussy ass bitch.
Oh, my
kids, man. How do you expect them to get tough if you're always looking out for them? They're resilient.
Damn.
People are the most resilient when they're kids. Because that's when you have the energy to bounce back. If some crazy shit happened right now at 41 to me, I might just go with it. I might just die because I don't have the energy, right? But as a kid, they're good. They're strong. They take Flintstone vitamins.
Happy Father's Day.
Fucking kids, man.
Oh, my Jesus.
Anyway, make sure you check out Churchy and the Hospital on BET Plus and BET.
Sorry, I'm going to die.
Died during the outro.
And also, make sure you check out my special Aging Out. It is available on Apple TV, YouTube, and Prime. As always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet.
You're scary.
You can tell that wasn't planned.
I want to be included.
Hey there, True Crime Podcast fans. It's Patrick and Jillian from True Crime Obsessed.
Each week on TCO, we recap a true crime documentary everyone's talking about, and we do it with heart, sass, and just the right amount of humor.
So if you like the kind of podcast where two good friends chat about a case in a thoughtful way that centers the victims, you really got to check us out.
Yeah, we cover the well-known cases that you hear about in the news and the underreported cases that desperately need more attention.
For almost 9 years, we've been one of the most popular true crime podcasts out there.
We have over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, and our brand new YouTube channel has over 50,000 subscribers watching our full-length video episodes too.
So find and subscribe True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.